We are joined here in the media center with the Pro Stock Motorcycle champion of the NGK Spark Plugs NHRA 4-Wide Nationals, Jerry Savoie. This is his very first 4-Wide victory. And Jerry, talk about your victory today.
That was an amazing thing. You know, we struggled all weekend, made one hit on the first engine. Tim worked really hard all winter to get these things right, and we've been struggling. He made a decision, pull it out, put another one in, and we had some issues. Last night, he worked till about 10:30, and said, hey, give it all we got. And went out there today, and I think we showed some real promise, you know, kind of figured some things out. And I went a 76 Q2 and then E2 and then went a 78 last pass. So it's a good thing. I mean, I'm glad to be here, trust me.
One Alligator Racing team has had success this weekend. You had Ellie Tonglet as the number one qualifier this yesterday, and you've won today. Talk about the team you've built and the success behind it you've seen this year already.
You know, a guy like L.E., when you put him on a bike, you don't have to judge whether it's going to get done right or wrong. Everybody knows out here, I've been knowing Mr. Gary and him for 45 years. So I think we click really well in jail. And we thrive on each other, like in that E2. I knew he was in the other lane, and I had to cut a light. And you had some good races in there. You had Andrew and L.E. and Angel, and Angel's not a slouch. I mean, she can cut a light. So went up there and finally came together, did my job, and run some good numbers.
Questions from the media? Stan.
What do you think you learned in the first two runs that contributed to your victory?
We made some changes to the clutch and also gear ratio, and it showed some big promise. Main thing is reaction time on my bike is, everybody knows, is not really good. And I'm part of the problem, and the way we run our setup is another part. And got a halfway decent light and E2, so it gives you a lot of confidence. When you go to the line, you try not to think of anything, but you know, it just gives you that extra push. So that's about it. I mean, some timing changes, fuel changes, the weather changed a little bit, and we got after it. And it showed, you know. When I got on the other end, Andrew goes like, 76? Holy shit. You know? So that's pretty cool.
Jerry, this is not your full-time job. You come out here on the weekends and you race. Talk about how you balance not only your alligator farm, the sacrifices sometimes you have to make out here to be back at home taking care of your business, and how we saw that last year and stuff like that.
Well, I'm an outdoorsman, as everybody knows. I have a ranch in Mexico, and I love animals. It's not just alligators either. I mean, in the last year, people think I'm crazy. I create my own problems because all I do is work. I work 7 days a week. And I bought some cows. So now I got some cows, and it's really funny because we get the grain from the beer breweries, right? And those cows are happy. Right? We feed them every day, and they're really happy. So my wife and my sister got together and formed a company called Happy Cow Farms. So, but no, you know, for me, work is not a job, it's a pleasure. And to come out here is actually kind of gives me a break to get away. And without everybody back home, my sister included, and workers taking care of things at home, I wouldn't be able to do what I do. And I appreciate everybody in my world, you know. I'd like to thank a couple sponsors before I get out of here. Mr. Ray Sawyer, gives us a great product, and Vance and Hines, man, Eddie and him's really been working hard to get this thing right. We've been struggling, having some issues, and between Tim and Eddie and the guys at the shop, Blake and Luciano and those guys, it's really coming together. You know, PJ won, and I know I'm forgetting somebody, but who's that? Oh, E3 spark plug. I really want to thank Mr. Don. He helped us a lot this weekend with E3. And man, try the plugs. Hey, badass. It proved it in my thing. This guy's telling me, thank my wife. Everybody heard my speech.
That's funny. She just told me on here, too.
Everybody heard my speech in California, and she knows I love her. And without her support, it wouldn't be possible. I'd like to say one thing. People ask me all the time, well, why do you cry when you win? People don't have a clue what it takes to do this, you know, and to get to the finals. And it's a lot of hard work and dedication by your whole team, from the truck driver, bringing a truck on time, to parts and Vance and Hines. And, you know, it's a tough gig, man. And mentally, it's a tough gig. So at my age of 59, to win one, you never know when it's going to be the last one, because I'll be honest with you, my time is coming due. And it's going to end. And I'm not going to be out here at 70 years old beating up the track. So I thank God, and I want to thank Racers for Christ. They do a big part of this program and in NHRA, and without Racers for Christ, it gives people a lot of confidence to go out and do what we do.
I was going to ask you a boring racing-oriented question, but now that you've gotten all emotional, it's a scene sealer, Jerry.
Well, real quick.
Mastering the starting line during the four wide, is that really going to boost your confidence about taking the tree all season long?
Well, I don't know. You know, the four wide is really, really funny, and I'll make it quick. First round of qualifying, I rolled up. I said, hell, man. And I looked down, and I was already through the light. So I rolled back, and I backed up, and I backed up. So now I rolled forward, and I'm like, I'm looking at the wrong light. So it will mess with you, but I'm glad it happened to me in qualifying. It's a bad deal, and everybody wants to cram it in quick, except Matt Smith. As you saw, Matt, it's always the last one in, and he'll count it out. And he's got a routine. He's a hell of a racer. He's probably one of the best in the world. So he knows how to play the game. I just get up there and try to focus on what I do, and I just wait for the lights to come on. You know, so it's four wide something. I always run good in Atlanta. Hopefully we can go there and between LE and I, push each other to another level, and can really do well.
Wonderful. Congratulations on your victory today. Go out and celebrate with your team.
Thank you. Thank you guys for all being here. Without your support and help, this would not be possible. Thanks.
You're welcome.